You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and very pleased to have with me in the studio this evening two fine gentlemen that are making a return trip. They've both been here before, so now they acquire the term of veterans of Conducting Conversations. One of them is a very, very, very well-known man in the world of music in New England, certainly, and his name is Ed Marquard. Ed, thank you for being here.
It's our pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you back again. Rhode Island Civic Chorale is what is being represented here today, and Steve Miller, board member and all-around good guy. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Great to have you both back and finding out what the Rhode Island Civic Chorale has been up to lately. Before we do that, let's get a little bit of background about Ed. Ed is probably, I guess I should phrase it this way, as someone who's grown up in the state of Rhode Island, that's one of those names that you always hear associated with music and fame.
and you expect me to respond to that?
Well, it is, you know, it's one of those things where people know, they know names. They know, you know, Arthur, they knew Arthur Fiedler, they knew John Williams, they know Keith Lockhart, and they know names like Ed Marquard.
Well, that's very flattering. Thank you very much.
It really
much.
Is. How many years for you now with the Rhode Island Civic Chorale?
23 with the Rhode Island Civic Chorale. This is the 23rd year, and I've just begun my 37th at Rhode Island College, and I guess I grew, at least I achieved maturity here, although some would disagree with that, because I moved here actually from Michigan, and I was born and raised in Iowa.
Born and raised as a Hawkeye, and
undefeated, you know.
Well, that won't last for long. That won't last for long. But and you might never know. This show is pre-recorded. We're not live on Sunday night, so by the time this airs, it could be over for you. But let's see. 37 years at Rhode Island College, and obviously in the music department.
Yes, I can conduct the orchestra, teach conducting, and am co-director of the opera workshop there.
Opera workshop, which has a lot of great talent come out of Rhode Island, and I was just in a conversation today with someone that was from California, and they've moved here, and they got busy in the arts world, and they said it's amazing how many talented people there are in the state, and I think a lot of that is attributable to what some of the people have come out of Rhode Island College.
Well, we tend to think so. We've had several who've sung at the Metropolitan Opera. My wife is right now singing in Florida, and we've had a lot of great teachers come out of our school as well.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And Steve, why are we here today specifically? What's coming up soon for the Rhode Island Civic Chorale?
We are kicking off our 53rd season here in Rhode Island with our Back to Bach concert, which is going to be held over Thanksgiving weekend next Saturday on the 28th at the Cathedral, mm-hmm. downtown Providence at St. Peter and Paul at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, the place to be. And Back to Bach. I suppose we don't have to spell that for everybody. Hopefully
probably not with this audience, I don't think. But the pieces that we're doing is choral pieces is Magnificat in D major, cantata number 191, and also an orchestral piece, suite number 3 in D major.
All right. And Ed, you've brought along a CD with you which has recordings of some of the music they might be hearing during that evening, right?
I think first we're going to listen to the first two movements of the cantata number 191. Titled Gloria in Excelsis Deo, and your audience may be familiar with this cantata. You do sing better than that, don't you? Because all three movements Bach stole from his previous composition, the Mass in B minor. The texts are different in some cases, but the music is the same, if somewhat truncated.
All right, and we'll be back with more conversation about the Rhode Island Civic Chorale.
Oh,
back in the mood for beautiful music, and a little bit more information might be necessary, Steve, as to how people can get tickets for the concert.
Absolutely. Actually, there's still time to get season subscriptions. You can get 25% off of ticket rates, so it's the best way to get tickets, and they can call our office. It's 401-521-5670, 521-5670, or you can go to our website, www.ricco.org, for all the information about our tickets and also concert information. And you can also check out artixri.com. You can purchase tickets online.
Okay, that last one was artixri.com. So you have lots of opportunities there. And if for some reason, as usual, if you missed any of that and you want more information, you can always email me here at the station. Just send an email to wcri@classical959.com, and we'll steer you in the right direction. We have Ed's home phone number, and we'll pass that out to you.
It's a 900 number, by the way.
Ed, tell us about these next pieces, shall I say, that you're going to put together and have us listen to.
We're going to hear three movements from Orchestral Suite Number 3, also called an overture. It's in D major, and it's based on dance movements that were popularized in the late 17th century by a French composer by the name of Lully, who is probably equally famous for stabbing himself in the foot and dying of gangrene as he is for composing music. He worked at the court of Louis XIV. We're going to hear three movements, the air, the bourré, and the gigue. And the air is also known as the air on the G string, which it never was nor is now played. But it's probably one of the most famous of any of the pieces that we're doing on this program.
All right, we'll listen to that and listen to all three of those movements and then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations. Thank you.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, and we are with the Rhode Island Civic Chorale talking about their upcoming performance Saturday, November 28th at 8 p.m. And Steve Miller is here. Steve, tell us a little bit about what can be expected that night. There's a cast of how many people?
Well, our chorale itself is about 75 to 80 this season. Mm-hmm. We also, with all of our concerts, we hire a professional orchestra. Many of the performers come from Boston or the Philharmonic. And I think, Ed, we've got about 25 or 30 or so.
29 players for this.
Yeah. 29 in the orchestra?
Yes.
Along with the 75 or so in the chorale?
We make a joyful noise, don't we?
Yeah, I would think so. That's a lot of people to be in front of.
The wonderful thing about this concert, and I just received an email from a conductor friend of mine in Indiana who said the trumpet players will have a feast. Each of these three works features those festival kinds of trumpets that we find in so often in Bach's glorious works. Mm-hmm. And they play in each one of them, three trumpets per each work.
Excellent. And you have some soloists coming in, you mentioned?
We do. We have four soloists. Gene Danton from the Boston area, who's sung with us many, many times, is the soprano soloist. Barbara Yeomans, who was raised in Rhode Island, now lives in Fall River, is our mezzo-soprano soloist. Frederick Sheff, who lives in East Greenwich, was born and raised in South County, mm-hmm. is our tenor soloist. And Rene De La Garza, whom you know very well, is our baritone soloist. So it's a great cast of soloists.
Excellent. Rene's been on the show before, and we've mentioned his name many times over the years doing conducting conversations. That'll be great. Sounds great. And let's get to our next piece of music you have for us, Ed.
This is probably the featured work on the program, Bach's great Magnificat in D major, originally written in E flat, and then when he moved to Leipzig in 1723, where he spent the rest of his life, he performed it at Christmas time and wrote it for festival trumpets and timpani, oboes, and everything else we can throw in. It's the response of Mary to finding out that she was pregnant. It's called Magnificat, My Soul Doth Magnify the Lord, and there are several movements, and we're going to hear a couple of movements. The opening chorus, which is again featuring those festival trumpets I spoke about, a contralto and tenor solo or duet, a piece for three soprano section, and then the final two choruses. The interesting thing, and this is conniving on my part, I know, but both of the major choral works end with the text, "As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be."
All right, we'll listen now.
Thank you.
the Rhode Island Civic Chorale has been around for a long time, as we've mentioned. And Steve, is there an opportunity for people that are interested in this type of music to join up?
Yes, actually there is. We typically have auditions twice a year. Ed will audition people that have had, you know, obviously some good singing experience, you know, the beginning of the season, which is in August, but we will be auditioning, I believe, again in January. Could always use tenors and basses. I think we're, and probably Ed would concur with that. But I know that, you know, we typically, you know, have about 20, 25 in each section or so.
Mm-hmm.
Can be more in the women's sections, actually.
Now, is there a, in the audition, do you send in a recording first of all? Do you send in like an MP3 and somebody listens to that? Or is it done by what's on paper and what their credentials are?
Anyone can come in and sing. You never know when you're going to find that, you know, that jewel in the rough, so mm-hmm. to speak. So I will listen to them, and I do pay attention to what experience they've had before, because our group moves through repertoire rather quickly. So reading is fairly essential. Well, not totally. I mean, some knowledge, of course. But I also, we have tapes or CDs these days that they can listen to with their parts on and so mm-hmm. on. And I think anybody who has a decent voice and is conscientious can make it. This fall, we've added 5 former students of mine, just recent graduates from Rhode Island College who all were voice majors.
Mm-hmm.
But it is open to all other walks of life, people in other walks of life too. And that's the great thing about the choral experience in America, I think. And Robert Shaw, the great choral conductor, sure. was absolutely a hero to all of us, because he took choruses you would not believe would be able to produce what they finally did under his leadership, and we use that as a model. I think it's great. You can come and hang out with us, make music with us, and in the final analysis, you feel like you've accomplished something, and you feel somewhat enlightened and uplifted at the end of the experience.
It's a joyful experience, that's for sure.
It certainly is.
So if you need information about that, call the phone number. I'm sure that you can get information there at 521-5670. And now that we've talked about that, let's go on with the music, Ed, and tell us what's next here.
This is a duet from about halfway through the Magnificat, Et Misericordiae, and it's sung by the tenor and the contralto. And the thing to listen for, in addition to the two voices, is the wonderful playing of 2 flutes and 2 violins together with them.
All right, 2 flutes and 2 violins. Here we go.
Misericordia, misericordia.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, and we are with the Rhode Island Civic Chorale speaking about their performance coming up on November 28th at Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul on Fenner Street in Providence, and that's going to be at 8 p.m. So make sure you get tickets for that event. We'll talk more about that a little bit later, but we are talking with the music director, Ed Marquard, and Stephen Miller, who's board member of the Civic Chorale, and talking about lots of different things. One of the things that I want to mention is that we've talked about Rhode Island College, Ed, and the fact that you've been there for 37 years and students that have come in and out of that program. And I just mentioned off air during the commercial break that I'm acquainted with one of your students, Corey Mulvey, who's done pretty well. He's a great singer.
Yes, he has. Corey was one of the winners of the first annual collegiate vocal competition, which we held last year in March. Well, we held the competition in January, and those winners performed with the Civic Chorale as soloists in March. And we are again going to do that on January 23rd this year. The competition will be held at CCRI, and we will be sending out a mailing to all the college voice teachers in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. The qualification is that you must be attending a four-year college, it doesn't have to be 4 years. Obviously, Corey went to CCRI last year.
Right.
But attending a college in the state of Rhode Island. What we're trying to do is give our Rhode Island students a chance to perform with a professional orchestra with mm-hmm. a big chorus in a professional setting.
A professional ensemble setting. That's great. It is a great opportunity for them. And he did a show with us in September at VMA Arts and Cultural Center, and he did a great job. So hats off to you, Corey. And now we'll get back to the music that we're talking about that's going to be performed on the 28th. And, Ed, where do we go to now?
This is one of the most lovely of the movements in the Magnificat. It's Souche Pit Israel. It's for three sections of the women, soprano, and alto. And I just think it's super. It also has an oboe obbligato, which you will hear very prominently playing a chorale tune.
With listening to beautiful music here, we also have the opportunity to talk to someone like Ed that's had a world of experience and music. And one of the things that he has done before, which we talked about off air, was that Ed used to be on the radio rather regularly.
Yes, it that's going back a bit. But one of my very, very dear friends is Norm Jagelinzer.
Excellent. Rhode Island radio personality, or Southeastern New England radio personality. Norm was, as I was growing up, that was one of my idols. I wanted to have a voice like that someday.
He was, well, you've managed to do that.
Well,
yeah. Norm was an icon, and Norm has such a wealth of musical knowledge that he would put myself and many of my faculty colleagues to shame, I'm sure, with the breadth of his knowledge about music. This show was called Classical Profiles, and we were on for 7 years every week for 2 hours.
Wow.
And we spun the disc in those days, and we interviewed various personalities, musical personalities from around New England and mm-hmm. sometimes further away if they were coming to appear with the Rhode Island Philharmonic. And those 2 hours every week were among the most pleasurable I think I had during the week, because Norm and I could just talk about music
mm-hmm.
and we had nowhere to go during those 2 hours and just play. He would call me on the phone and say, well, what shall we play tomorrow? What do you want to listen to tomorrow? And that's exactly how the show was put together.
It's a great way to do it.
And then, of course, if, for instance, Larry Ratcliffe came in, we would feature those works which the Philharmonic would be performing that week, or if it were a Civic Chorale week, we would feature those works which we were doing, and so on. So we had a great time.
Excellent. We need more of that kind of programming now. So,
well, as I told you, we were replaced by a call-in podiatrist show.
Well, nothing against podiatrists, but I don't think it's quite in the same league as you and Norm would have been.
one of the funny things that would happen, of course, you remember Norm's voice.
Sure.
And so I would get on the air with Norm, and over 2 hours, I would try to talk lower than he did.
And the voice would continue to go down.
It would.
All right, well, let's get back to the music. Thank you for that story, and thank you for remembering Norm. I'm sure a lot of our listeners in this area remember him very well. Let's go to this next piece.
Okay, this is one of the last pieces in the Magnificat. It's a fugue, of which Bach was probably the greatest composer ever. It's for five-part chorus and orchestra, and is to the text, sequit locutus est, firm is his promise to our forefathers.
All right, we'll give it a listen.
Sequit locutus, locutus est, ad patres nostris.
Ed and Steve, another hour has gone by. It's great always listening to the stories and talking about what's coming up for the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and music in general. And thank you both for coming in this evening. Again, Steve, thank you.
Well, thank you.
And Ed, it's always a pleasure to see your smiling face.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Nice to have you with us. And we're going to have, before we leave you, we're going to listen to one more piece of music, but we want to ask Steve to kind of recap the event coming up. And that's on November 28th.
Yes, next weekend. It's our traditional kickoff to the holiday season for Rhode Island. And we're doing it at a beautiful setting downtown Providence at the Cathedral of St. Peter's and Paul. Tickets, you can go to arttix.ri.com. You can buy them online. If you want to get season subscriptions, that's the cheapest way, actually. You save 25% on ticket prices for the whole season. We do three major concerts a year. You can call our office at 401-521-5670 or check out our website, www.ricco.org.
And I see that you can save money by buying tickets in advance, but even at the door, tickets are only $25. That's
right.
A great deal. So don't let that sway you if you haven't had a chance to go online or get them in advance, show up that day, and hopefully there'll be room for you. And Ed, we're going to go to one more piece of music that we're going to ask you to introduce for us.
This is the last movement of the Magnificat by J.S. Bach, the Gloria Patri. And we welcome back the trumpets and the kettle drum and everybody in the house to play on this, as well as the full chorus. And it ends with the text, "As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be," which, as you may recall, we ended the cantata with as well.
All right, great. Thanks once again. Thank all of you for listening to Conducting Conversations, and we'll see you next week. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.